I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. It's not easy being green. Over the last 20 years, vomit green slimes have been spreading across U.S. lakes, ponds, rivers, estuaries, and coastlines. These blooms of algae now impact all 50 states. They occur when too much nitrogen and phosphorus wind up in water sources. Natural bacteria and algae feed and breed until they choke the water with toxic overgrowth. Eventually, all that algal growth dies and decays. The death spiral chews up all the available oxygen in the water, suffocating other organisms. The result is a soggy dead zone. Dead zones have killed millions of birds and fish. They poison the water sources that 30 to 40 million Americans rely on. Of the 166 dead zones recorded, the largest is in the Gulf of Mexico. It measures 8,500 square miles, or the size of Massachusetts. Initially, experts thought runoff from industrial agricultural fertilizers caused algal blooms. However, recent evidence now points to treated wastewater as a secondary culprit. The pulverized food waste from garbage disposers creates tons of nitrogen and phosphorus. Ordinary people can prevent algal blooms by composting their food scraps. Proof that being green is easy if you're willing to make the commitment. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.